AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. She became a superstar in her 40s and remained a top concert draw for years. Her manager says singer Tina Turner has died at her home in Switzerland. Turner started off as a singer and stage performer who teamed with husband Ike Turner for a dramatic run of hit records and live shows in the 60s and 70s. She then became a superstar on her own, becoming a top concert draw for years. Tina Turner was 83 years old. President Biden is marking a year since the elementary school shooting in Texas by urging Congress to do more in curbing gun violence.
I realize this is a really tough day for all the families.
At the White House, the president stood in front of 21 candles, one for each victim of the Uvalde massacre. Like too many other places in America, he says Robb Elementary became a killing field.
And in each place, we hear the same message. Do something.
After Uvalde and another mass shooting in Buffalo, Congress did pass the most significant gun safety law in decades. But the president says that's not nearly enough, with guns the top killer of American kids.
It's time to act.
Repeating his call for Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the debt ceiling standoff is not his fault. McCarthy sent Republican negotiators to the White House to finish out talks, but warned the two sides need more time to try to reach a budget deal with President Biden. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans could have ended this before it started.
This is a manufactured crisis, plain and simple. That's what we're seeing currently.
This is AP News. A complaint from a parent has landed a poem read during President Biden's inauguration on a restricted list at a Florida elementary school.
It's not clear what in the poem, The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman, is objectionable to a Miami Lakes parent. Daily Salinas says she doesn't favor eliminating or censoring any books, but she does want materials to be appropriate for students. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has made headlines with his policies that promote book censorship. The nation's first National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman, said her poem was intended to be a message of hope for the inauguration. In response to the restrictions at the school, she says she's gutted and concerned that authorities are robbing children of the chance to find their voices in literature. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Republican Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo has announced a preliminary agreement between his office, state legislative leaders, and the Oakland Athletics for a stadium funding plan. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.